Luna's in Libra. Today's an astrologic art exhibit. Welcome to episode 71 in season 4 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Monday, March 1st, 2021.
Joe!
The Libra moon reaches a quincunx to unaspected Aquarian Venus at 2:36 a.m. What you're looking at isn't art. Yeah, sure, it's new and different. Maybe even interesting. It's just not art. It's catharsis. So don't feel guilty for disliking someone's, stuff. Luna opposes Aries Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn and quintile to Capricorn Pluto at 7:14 a.m. Yeah, sure. Everyone's entitled to express themselves. They just don't have any right to your attention and praise. Luna reaches a quincunx to Taurian Uranus in his square to Saturn and waxing sextile to Venus at 7:49 a.m. Please, do not feel guilty for disliking what you're being shown. Just consider the context. That tells you all you need to know. You don't expect mastery from a kid, do you? And you don't expect a sloppy mess from an adult. Luna trines Saturn at 9:17 a.m. Aha, that's more like it. You can be judicious and discerning, both with your praise and your critique. Luna biquintiles Venus at 1:24 p.m. Whoa, now this is more like it. And it's got nothing to do with that old saw about knowing what you like. This is genuine art, and you know it. Nobody told you one way or the other. Luna reaches a quincunx to unaspected Piscean Sol at 1:42 p.m. Okay, so you really do have to be careful with your criticism. Not everyone's going to be able to hear what you mean, even if you're not being mean. Luna begins another grand trine with a trine to Aquarian Mercury in his/her conjunction to Jupiter and trine to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 7:27 p.m. Well, this begins a delightful sequence of events in which you find just the right words to talk about what you're seeing and what it makes you think of, as well as what it makes you feel. Real art makes you want to take the time and make the effort to find those words. Luna trines the Dragon's Head at 9:04 p.m. Okay, obviously you've got some pretty avant-garde taste and awareness. Nice. Luna trines Jupiter at 10:57 p.m. Yeah, real art is an enormous gift, and you don't have to own it to receive that gift. You just have to make the effort to take it in. Ah. Well, I wasn't expecting this sort of reading for today, as if I ever do. But since it came up, I'm certainly reminded of my own art podcast, Christo.Art, and my favorite episode, about my experience with the work of the great Chicago sculptor, Richard Hunt. So in the spirit of the zeitgeist, why not take a listen? You can find Christo.Art on whatever podcast app that floats your boat. Although you can see my photos of Richard's work on my website, Christo.Art/podcast. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao, ciao.